On Wednesday night, 18-year-old Jacquees Irby was killed in a shooting at Clark Street Beach near Northwestern's campus. The incident, which left two other teens injured, occurred at approximately 8:10 p.m., with the suspects reportedly fleeing towards campus. Although police response was prompt, Northwestern University notified its students 30 minutes after the incident occurred.
I was studying Gresge, and I just was taking a break really quickly to get something at Target. So I walked to Target, and one of my friends who was South Campus at the time just, you know, texted in our group chat, was like, yo, the people are shooting right now.
Picking up where students were already piecing together information, the first official notification came via a tweet. At 8:42 p.m., Northwestern tweeted a shelter-in-place order, followed by an email alert at 8:43 p.m. Medill freshman Brandon Condritz was at Norris when the incident occurred, receiving messages from friends first.
Someone from residential services actually got up and said, the situation's contained, you guys are good to go, you can leave. And so we all walked downstairs, we were about to head out, and then we got the emails and text messages saying to shelter in place. So we went back into Norris, went to, first of all, they put us in a bathroom on the second floor. And then they said, okay, wait, this doesn't lock. Maybe we should go up to the third floor. It's a little more secure. So we went up to the third floor and hung out kind of like in the student organizations and activities office on the third floor of Norris. And they, you know, it was standard lockdown procedure. You know, lock the door, put paper over the windows, shut the lights off. And we just kind of sat quietly and, you know, just waited it out. We were unsure about, you know, what was happening or what the situation truly was. And we were just kind of relying on any lines of support we could get, you know, whether that's a university official, whether that was someone who was there, or just anything, honestly.
The university statement to WNUR News addressing the discrepancy was, quote, Northwestern University Police, in collaboration with the Office of Global Marketing Communications, worked to send the shelter-in-place order, working closely with the Evanston Police Department to assure the correct information was communicated. The university sent the alert email, the text message, and updated Twitter at exactly the same time. End quote. However, according to an Evanston PD press release detailing the incident later that night, the department, quote, did not issue an order to shelter in place as responding officers determined this was not a random act and not an active shooter incident. Northwestern University did issue an order to shelter in place, end quote. From emails and texts, at 9:42 p.m., students also received an automated phone call with no information about the incident.
You know, it was all of us in a room, and so all of our phones started ringing at the same time. We were like, what the hell is this? And so we answer it.
University police are responding to a report of a blank on the Evanston campus at blank. Please avoid the area and await further info.
That phone call would have been great if that was like the first line of defense, because I know some people aren't always, you know, they might not have their school email hooked up to their phone, or they might not, you know, look at their text messages. But a phone call, I have a feeling if you're getting a phone call from Northwestern University, you're probably going to answer it. And so I think that that should have been the first line of defense, and the message should have been portrayed. Like, I just think that it was an afterthought that wasn't thought through.
Six email alerts were sent to students over the course of the night, one filled with confusion, concern, and calls to action for the future.
My name is Onyekwesa Chikwaga. I just go by Onyeka. It's concerning to me, you know, because it's, I think it makes everybody kind of wonder, like, how much Northwestern prioritizes student safety. I think it kind of points to a lot of other trends, like just about how student safety on campus isn't necessarily prioritized, or policing like is fails on campus and in Evanston and stuff. But yeah,
that was just, it was such an interesting experience, because you think that, you know, you see in the news that there are things happening at other schools, and, you know, I think there's a part of your brain that thinks, you know, oh, this could happen here, but, you know, I think you would want to think that it wouldn't. But, you know, it was just strange to see, you know, like that's a thing that's happening on this campus. You know, it's just very, very scary.
On Thursday morning, University President Michael Schill addressed the 30-minute delay in a community-wide email, stating, quote, We have already met with key members of the leadership team to discuss what happened last night and have instructed them to review our response, our procedures, and the phone communication that was sent in error to ensure we do better when the next incident happens." End quote. No suspects have been identified at the time of this report, and as students continue to process the night's events, classes went on as normal the next day.
You know, I was a little frustrated. I mean, I still like went to class yesterday and like, you know, got all my assignments and things turned in. I was a little frustrated with the fact that there was no like, I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that professors have to do, professor TAs have to do. I just think that, you know, it's, if you're being like, you know, a conscious person and understanding what happened, I think that it would be nice for professors to at least have like checked in and just kind of asked, you know, how people are doing. I had two classes yesterday, but I think university wide, you know, students are really banding together and really supporting each other during a time like this, which is, I mean, really, I think it's all you could ask for when something like this is happening, because we all went through it together. So I think it's only right for us to process the emotions together as well.
With calls for improving alert systems come continued discussions on the impact of gun violence in the United States, as well as policing in Evanston.
There's a lot to unpack with all of those, because I think a lot of Northwestern students are very emotional that it doesn't feel like Northwestern cares about our safety. But then at the same time, there's this struggle of like, this event affected Evanston community members more directly than it affected a lot of students on campus. There's this like really important issue of Northwestern student safety, but it's kind of become, in my opinion, a little like too on the forefront. Like there is somebody who passed away yesterday, and I think I'm a little like worried in the way that conversation is going, because very quickly there's a lot of ways that people could just end up like creating more policing. But at the same time, like this could be a time that we can all like work together really well toward a solution that works both for Northwestern students and the larger Evanston community without like leaving that second part out.
As both Northwestern and Evanston continue to process the incident, students are keeping the community accountable and how these conversations should continue to be carried out.
I think this is a stressful time for a lot of people. And I think like at the end of the day, I hope everybody can also just kind of remember how like stressful of a time this has to be for his family and his friends. And so like while everybody is de-stressing right now, to also like just keep them in your thoughts, you know, I think that's like always really important.
I'm Maria Jimena Aragon, WNUR News.